Well, one of those organisations that do great works right across the country and here in the Hunter as well, and sadly don't receive any government funding, is Assistance Dogs of Australia. And the CEO and self-appointed top dog of that organisation, Richard Lord, joins us this morning. Good morning, Richard. Let's just have a bit of a look through at some of the services that the organisation does provide.
Yeah, g'day, Mark. Well, we've been going for 21 years now, and originally we started helping people who require a wheelchair to get around, someone who's had a traumatic accident, kind of quadriplegic, or someone born with a developmental disability like cerebral palsy. And basically, they normally had to go out with a carer or a parent everywhere they went, but now with their trusty assistance dog, they can go out on their own, ensuring that their dog, who's an extra pair of hands, a best mate and a safety device all rolled into one, looks after them on the way out. So if they drop their mobile phone, keys or wallet, the dog will pick it up and gently put it back in their lap. They get to the traffic lights, they can't reach the button to press to stop the lights, the dog can jump up and press that button for them. Around the house, open and close doors, they can open the fridge, get your drink bottle out. So a whole gamut of different tasks that the dog can do for the people. And I mentioned safety devices, that's because the dogs bark on command. So you tell all your neighbours that if you hear my dog bark, come in and see me, there could be something wrong. And for some of these people, falling out of their chair can be life-threatening. So to have that safety device there is terrific.
Richard, it seems like that some of the dogs, in fact, all the dogs are trained better than most people, just quietly. They can seem to do it all.
Well, that's right.
Other than the practical applications which you've just gone through, what are some of the other benefits that your clients are seeing through having an assistance dog?
All right. So we're also doing dogs for families with kids with autism, and also for first responders and servicemen with post-traumatic stress disorder. So these dogs, in these cases, bring down the anxiety that these people may be suffering, again, allowing them to get out and take their place in the community. So the dogs seem to be able to pick it up before the people do, that they're getting anxious, and the dogs will look for signs like fidgeting or holding your face in your hands and things like that, and will move in and apply pressure. They may be putting their chin on your lap, or in cases if you're not responding, they'll bark at you or jump up on your lap, just to bring you back to earth and start thinking about where you are. So very positive there. And of course, they're great icebreakers. Everyone who's got a pet dog knows that people come and talk to them just about their dog. So that's great for a range of people with disabilities to get more people coming to chat to them and meeting new people, which is absolutely fantastic for them.
I guess everybody wants to feel they belong and they are part of the community. Like you said, having a dog is a great icebreaker generally as well. What sort of dogs generally looking for? Are there certain qualities that you know will make a good assistance dog?
Yeah, well, that's right. We use Labbies, Golden Retrievers and a cross between the two, mainly because they're the number one world's pest, most popular dogs. So everyone's had one or knows someone who has. So people have got a lot of public confidence in those breeds. We could train other breeds to be just as good, but people just don't have the same confidence in, you know, Shepherds or Rotties, unfortunately.
Mm. I guess if it's not broken, why try and fix it, for sure?
Yeah, well, that's right. And we need a bigger dog that can open the door or, you know, jump up and press that traffic button. So that's why we use them. And they love their food, so they're easy to train on food, positive food-based reward. But we need a dog that's not too high drive. We want a dog that's eager to please, and, you know, wants to be working for their owner. So that's how they work. Some dogs are too high drive. You know, they're the sort of dogs that probably customs or the police would want. But we're a middle of the range dog that is, you know, happy to walk 5Ks with you or happy to sit and watch television with you. So
just very quickly as well, Richard, I know it takes around $30,000, I believe, to train a dog and get it up to speed there, and you do rely on donations. If anybody would like to contribute or find out some more information, how is the best way for us to get in contact with Assistance Dogs Australia?
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Our website is assistancedogs.org.au, or the free call number, 1-800-688-364, and, you know, people can either donate or find out more than you know someone who could benefit from one of these assistance dogs. So all that information's online at assistancedogs.org.au.
Richard Lord from Assistance Dogs Australia, I think you've got a few mouths to feed coming up to lunchtime, so I better let you go with it.
Good on you. Thanks very much for your interest.
No, definitely. Some great information there, and that information also on our website at 2NURFM.com in the morning show area.